It was 8 years ago that my executive assistant, Donna Banks, had the idea of doing something in Bloomfield, having a big, big day, a back-to-school day. And there wasn't that much support at the time, but she did it, and it worked, and it has grown. It's just incredible. And this morning, I'm so happy, Dan, and I know you are too, to have with us Phil Shank, who is the town manager and will be the co-MC with me come this Saturday for this big day. And also with us this morning is the gentleman who is, of course, running the Board of Education. He was the head of the school system for a long time. He's done a terrific job. Don Harris, he is the chairman of the board, and we've got both of them here with us this morning.
In our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair.
Yes.
Gentlemen, good morning to you both.
Good morning.
So what do you think after 8 years? What do you think about Donna?
Well, my gosh, it's just unbelievable, the growth. I was just looking at the list of exhibitors and tables and activities that we're having this coming Saturday from 10 to 2, and it's over 50 different activities going on, Brad. It's fantastic, the growth. In my 4 years here in Bloomfield, this whole program has just grown so rapidly, and it's so enjoyable for everybody involved.
Don, give us our perspective from the Board of Education with the back-to-school backpack fair.
Well, you know, first of all, Brad mentioned this has been 8 years. We started this before others realized the advantage of doing this, talking to the kids, welcoming them back to school, and it's been fantastic. I mean, this was Donna's baby idea, and it has just grown so tremendously. I am also a part of CREC. CREC had started this about 3 or 4 years ago, and others have kind of picked up the ball and run with it. It's just wonderful, wonderful. How great it is to give these kids a backpack, give them some school supplies, get them excited about getting ready to go back to school. Wonderful. I'm just so pleased.
So who qualifies? Who's eligible to get the backpack? How does this work?
Every child that goes to the Bloomfield Public Schools will get a backpack.
Wow.
Everyone.
Everyone.
That means you too, Brad.
Yeah, I know.
we have to draw a line somewhere.
But seriously, though, you know, since you've taken over as town manager, and he's my co-MC, he does a lot of it, believe me, tremendous.
I'm the one that's capable of getting up on the stage. But we work together as a team, and we have a lot of events planned that will be going on, entertainment at the event this Saturday. And I think to echo Don's comments, it's a good way of getting everybody ready for school, getting them off home plate towards first base, and it's good for the families too. I think it gives them an opportunity to get together and talk about education and schools and have fun at the same time.
So, and you know, the entertainment, Brad, Ace Livingston is going to be
He's going to be with us
tomorrow
morning at 8:35. Ace Livingston, a tremendous jazz artist. And this is who Donna does, what she does. She gets these various artists, and he is going to come in here live and perform. He's going to bring the music, bring the music with him. But the thing that has impressed me, and I say this to Chairman Harris, is what he just said about how this has spread. And a lot of folks didn't realize this. They weren't doing anything like this. But to have it start in Bloomfield and the Bloomfield school system, you take a look at the ratings of our school system, and we're right up there. We got a great superintendent.
Outstanding superintendent. I mean, none better. James came in about 6 years ago, and the school system was on the bottom. We weren't doing a lot. And he has just grown the school system immensely, to the fact that the high school was just recognized in the U.S. News and World Report.
Yep.
And the top 10% of high schools in the country. So it's...
in the country, Dan.
But what did he do that has helped to turn it around?
He started from the ground up, as opposed to starting from the top down. He brought in some good people and allowed the work, allowed the teachers, allowed the administrators to do their job. Coupled with that, about the same time, I came in as chair of the board. And I came in with the idea that to stay in my lane, oftentimes Board of Education members want to run the system because they're the elected officials. But you think about it, most board members do not have a clue of what's going on in the education circles. So I tell people all the time, stay in your lane. You are the Board of Ed. You are the ones that's responsible for getting money to the school system. We're responsible for keeping people away from the superintendent. Let the superintendent do his job.
I think one of the things that's the most impressive is walking into the lobby of the Board of Education's offices on Blue Hills Avenue and seeing the graphs that are on the wall with the tremendous improvements over time in a whole variety of different achievement-based areas. And you can't help but be impressed by the changes and the improvements in the school system just looking at these charts in the lobby.
It's amazing, the turnaround. There's no doubt about that. And like you said, to be recognized by U.S. News and World Reports in the top 10% of the
country. In the country.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you know, these things, Dan, the back to school, all of this, and as the chairman has just said, it's in other towns now. And the kids get so excited. They really, truly do.
Well, I'm looking at the list of exhibitors you have there, Phil, and that's a look at that long list. That's incredible.
I know. They're all almost over 50 here. Everything from our farm with their petting zoo all the way down to the various schools themselves. The Metropolitan District's going to be there. New England Conservation Services. Sacred Heart Church, and, of course, our favorite radio station, WDRC-AM, 1360, The Talk of Connecticut. And Brad and I will be there to emcee the various entertainment acts and schedule that we have, starting at 11 o'clock, going to about 1:45 in the afternoon, including the Warhawks cheerleaders from Bloomfield,
and also
which is
food
a
you can
real
buy.
Favorite. Right.
Yeah. No, it's going to be it's just one of those things. And again, I say to the chair of our Board of Education, the other areas that you are in, that you visit and so on and so forth, they get excited about this now too.
Absolutely. I've got many hats that I wear in the greater Hartford area, but I get questions all the time as I move around from the state board to CREC to the Bloomfield board. And how or why have you been able to do the wonderful things that you've done? And I said, it's just quite simple, hard work. And again, staying in your lane. Let the superintendent do his job. Let the principals do their job. And, I'm just so excited because this is a wonderful start to the school year. And, Phil, you forgot to mention, as part of our supporters, to include the Yuichi Karate Academy, which, if I'm not mistaken, belongs to our deputy mayor, Sid Shulman, who will be putting on some demonstrations.
It's very, very interesting, Don, to see a septuagenarian up there on the stage getting his chest pounded.
Wow, that's incredible.
It's quite something. Sid does a great job and has been a stalwart. I think one of the benefits, too, from the town side is that our various town departments have tables there at the event, and we get to interact with the residents and citizens of Bloomfield, everything from the police department, the public works department, usually has trucks there for the youngsters to be able to see how the snowplow sanders work and some of these sorts of things which are of interest to them. So please visit the town tent for those of you that will be attending, and we have lots of favors there for people. And we have at the very end the mayor's bike giveaway. So there's a raffle for that, and that's always a kind of a culminating event for the day.
Yes, we're talking with two special guests, Bloomfield 8th Annual Back to School Fair that Donna Banks, my executive assistant, had the idea 8 years ago and started it small, and it's built and built and built, and as our special guests have said, it's also in other towns now, and so many things, including good food, Dan.
Right, and this all takes place on Saturday. Phil, where in Bloomfield?
This will be located at 330 Park Avenue at our human services facility that's there. It's the old Bloomfield Junior High School. It'll be right out on the circular driveway right off of Park Avenue. There's plenty of parking on the side and in the back. People can walk without any trouble at all to the fairgrounds that we have there. And I think we're trying to get as many people out there as possible. It's a great day to be able to have some fun. I think for more information and perhaps a list of the different events that are going on, the free family activities, the entertainment. There's going to be great food there, as Brad had just mentioned a few minutes ago. But go to www.bloomfieldctschoolfair.org. That's www.bloomfieldctschoolfair.org. And you'll get a complete list of everybody that's going to be there, the activities that are going on, and we hope everybody would attend.
You know, Mr. Chairman, when you think of education today, both of you, it has changed so. And you know, one of the things I think that you all did that has made a huge difference, and I think other towns took that clue too, is that you have uniforms.
We do. We have uniforms for every one of our school children from the early elementary years all the way through high school. What that does is that takes away that element of competition. I got to see what I can wear that's going to be look better than what you wear, and my sneakers will look better than your sneakers, and puts the focus back where it needs to be, on education. We're all wearing the same thing, so it's what's in our minds as opposed to what's on our bodies.
And, you know, this back-to-school backpack fair kind of gets you in the mode for that. I know you mentioned this earlier, Phil, but it's the summertime. Kids are time off, et cetera. But at some point, you got to, like you said, start to make the move to first base, and this sort of gets you in that mode, doesn't it, Phil?
It absolutely does, and I think it's something that we're all supportive of in terms of getting our families and kids ready to go back to school. I noticed coming over here today how light the traffic was. Well, that's going to change, too.
That's right.
We're all getting ready for that. I was thinking about that this morning as well. I think Bloomfield, particularly at the high school and the town's interaction with it, we're heavily involved with the police explorer program at the high school. The high school has a junior ROTC program. We've got the Harris VOAG Center there. Mm-hmm. All of these things are integrated into the town side of the street, so to speak, too. And we work cooperatively with them on a wide variety of activities. So there's a lot of opportunity here that we're hoping that the kids will take involved with and take advantage of as they move through the school system.
Don, what about the time of the event on Saturday?
Well, it's from 10 a.m. until 2, and there's going to be bouncers. Not the bouncers that we may know, but those bouncy toys and for the young kids. And
great day.
It's just going to be a lot of fun. And leading up to, again, the start of another great school year, which, by the way, I wanted to mention, you know, Bloomfield High School is celebrating 100 years.
Wow.
In existence this year.
This is the 100th birthday?
We were started in 1917, and it's going to begin with a tailgating the first football game of the season, September 15th. The tailgating and the beginning of our centennial celebration.
Can you imagine?
Mm-hmm.
100 years old.
How about that?
Well, it's going to be a fabulous fair again, and I have to say, Donna, she doesn't like me. Don't say my name, you know. But she, she loves this. She loves Bloomfield. She was on the council for a while, and then got off and wanted to do this kind of work, and it's a been a great success.
Now, you mentioned every kid who goes to school in Bloomfield gets a backpack. Is that right?
And school supplies.
And school supplies. Mm-hmm. But now, do you have to show any kind of identification? What's involved there?
ID.
You need an ID. You need your parents with you. Right. And, you know. But you know what? Also there will be not only all of our school officials, all of our elected officials will be there, but the principals, the vice principals, and several teachers. So we know the kids when they're walking in the door.
We know who you are.
Yeah, we know who you are. So, great.
I think we want to make sure that nobody goes away without having one, matter what their situation, circumstances, or so forth. We look forward to working with people, and I think it's a great outpouring of interest on the part of the community. And to pick up on Brad's comments about Donna Banks, she's an organizer par excellence, so you can believe that. She's joined our Rotary Club in Bloomfield, and she sells popcorn out on our Thursday night concerts, and she's everywhere, so we're very proud of her.
That's great.
Well, thank you for getting in here today, and I appreciate it. And we look forward to seeing you on Saturday. And again, we're happy what you told us, Mr. Chairman, that this has been an inspiration to other towns as well.
Absolutely.
So don't forget to do your homework today.